If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This exhibit is a really great cross-pollinization between two departments that wouldn't necessarily talk to each other. One is the nursing department or nursing program at TWU with Dr. Aaron Loeb. He's a professor at Texas Women's University in Houston who launched this new initiative about creating a collaborative between his nursing students and our drawing and painting students. I feel like it's a really strong show, and in hopes of broadening the perspectives of different people who come and engage with the show, and also use it as an educational experience as well.
Yeah, these are two sides that may not seem like they have a lot in common, but like hearing you describe that now, it's like I would bet if you work at a hospital, you want to blow off steam at the end, and maybe something like this could be like be a piece of art. This is what you're dealing with. Like this is what your mindset is right now.
Yeah, I think it works on all fronts, right? It's for the nursing students who need that kind of creative release, because as we all know, the nursing program is quite rigorous, and so this was an opportunity to kind of share their perspective with our art students, but also to give our students some guidance as far as how the other programs kind of function and they work. And they got insight, you know, to how strenuous the program is. But also, I think one of the most important things is, like, these are, you know, illnesses that are affecting everyone, and my initial thought was, how do we get people engaged with this and normalize these illnesses? Because sometimes there's shame attached to them and we don't want to talk about it. And so what better way to use art as this creative approach?
I get that, is that you may not know a lot about something. And so even that, even just like seeing a piece of art can spark, might start asking questions and like talk to people.
Oh yeah, totally. For me, you know, this show is really indicative of having an inviting atmosphere to engage in this. I think sometimes, you know, when we go to the doctor's office, it can be a very intimidating and threatening experience. But I think with this exhibit, there's like a colorful, abstract approach where it's inviting, but I think it leads to curiosity. And so each of the paintings will have some verbiage accompanying them, describing what the significance of the painting is and, you know, what it is, what diseases are highlighting. And so my hope is that they'll be more aware of certain symptoms that they may be having. And maybe this show will, you know, trigger them to have a discussion with their family members or even go visit the doctor. Like, hey, I think I have these symptoms. Each student was given illnesses that are primarily affecting the elderly population. And in this particular piece, this is dealing with hypertension. And the kind of like the apprehensiveness and the anxiousness that goes with it, because I think every time we go to the hospital, they put the blood monitoring like cuffs around your arm, and it's quite intimidating. And so what I loved about this is that the background's very like abstract, you know, symbolizing kind of like blood cells and molecular structures. But then in the center, the instrument gauge is cracked, right? Symbolizing that anxiety that we go into the doctor's office. And so all these paintings will have information accompanying them. And, you know, there's some beautiful renditions because, you know, when we think about like diseases, we often forget, like, they come in a different array and they affect people differently. And that was a challenge for students. How do we create a painting that is interesting, but also interested in telling the truth about this, but also keeping it hopeful? That was a challenge for a lot of them. Like, there's the piece behind you deals with dementia and how oftentimes people feel like they're walking into like this void and they have no idea what's before them and how, what a lonely experience that could be. And a lot of the information was gathered in order for these paintings to be completed by our students from their experiences with the nursing program, their experiences with dealing with patients, and the kind of clinicals that they do. So it was a beautiful partnership where the art students met up a few times with the students over Zoom, and they discussed the illnesses, they gave them a background, they worked with like sample images of kind of give them some kind of influence as far as creating this. And then what I love about this show is that, you know, these are not just paintings, but they're mixed media, and they're also installation types. So one sculptural piece over there, mostly talking about this idea of Alzheimer's and how that affects, you know, not only family members, but friends. And usually when someone passes away, it's this kind of clearing of things. And so this student decided to kind of assemble this things with like things associated with memories, like photographs, clothing. And then she wanted individuals kind of walk through it as if you're walking through a memory. So I thought that was really impactful.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.